This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The July arrest of one man, an Al-Qaeda operative in Pakistan, has produced an intelligence windfall. His capture led to last week's arrest of 11 other Al-Qaeda operatives in Britain. It heightened terror alerts in the U.S., and it provided new information about the inner workings of Al-Qaeda's terror network. Bruce Hoffman is a terrorism expert at the RAND Corporation, and we ask him to walk us through what's been learned. Hello.
Hello.
Who is this suspect and what was his role inside Al-Qaeda? Let's start with that.
Mohammed Naeem Noor Khan is his name. He was a computer specialist, a generally unknown figure in sort of the pantheon of Al-Qaeda leaders and foot soldiers. But what's emerging is that he was a key nexus or node in the Al-Qaeda network because of his knowledge of computing. He performed something of a centralized messenger role, encrypting information, storing information on past reconnaissance and surveillance, and doubtless transmitting at least planning and perhaps even operational instructions to other Al-Qaeda operatives throughout the world.
How do investigators know that his information is reliable? Is he talking to interrogators? Is this computer records?
Well, I think it's a variety of sources. Firstly, it's doubtless what's being acquired from his interrogation and what he has spilt the beans on, in effect. It's also certainly material seized from the computers, but then it's that material and perhaps what he said and how he's being questioned that is being triangulated or compared and contrasted with, of course, very detailed, if not voluminous, information that we've obtained over the past year or more from the interrogation of leading Al-Qaeda figures like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah, Ramzi bin al-Shaib, and perhaps even Hanbali, who was apprehended just about a year ago.
It is a complicated web. With him, this is a sort of connect the dots, or connect the people.
Precisely. Terrorism, by definition and by nature, is of course a complicated web because it's clandestine, and the terrorists, in order to survive, restrict information to small cells so that even if members of those cells are apprehended, it becomes very difficult for the authorities to put together a complete picture. In this instance, it seems that the connecting the dots has been greatly filled in with the apprehension of Khan. Basically, the information that he is able to provide himself or that is being obtained from his computer has been extremely useful in verifying and confirming suppositions, suspicions, and making definitive links.
He was picked up in Pakistan. How did they catch him?
What's emerging over the past couple of weeks is it's not really clear how he was caught and what his relationship with the Pakistani authorities is. Initial reports suggested that he was arrested. Subsequent reports have suggested that he may have been working with Pakistani intelligence authorities. It's just unclear.
So his arrest meant new leads for investigators. Did that lead directly to the Orange Alert in Washington, D.C. and New York and New Jersey?
From what we can discern, information that was on the computers found in his possession revealed that over years surveillance had been conducted against financial targets in New York City, in Newark, in New Jersey, and in Washington, D.C. It's not clear, at least initially it wasn't clear, how recent this surveillance was. It may well have been done before 9/11, in fact. It may date back to 2000, 2001. But nonetheless, the discovery of this information on his computers suggested that these were at least active plans that Al-Qaeda had made. The information itself was in such great detail that it was very alarming and did lead to the Orange Alert.
There have been other reports that intelligence officials are learning more about Al-Qaeda's current operations and its newest leadership. Can you judge how important that information is?
I think it's extremely important. And its importance, I think, is really an underscoring how determined and how resilient an adversary Al-Qaeda is. Here, you have a movement that has suffered the loss either through apprehension or death of something like 75% of its leadership. And yet it is still functioning. Not only is it functioning, but it's continuing to replenish its ranks. So this, I think, suggests that this struggle against Al-Qaeda will be a long one.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bruce Hoffman is acting director of the RAND Center for Middle East Public Policy.